92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There was some big news from the White House recently. The Biden administration ordered car makers to increase their average fuel economy to between 45 and 49 miles per gallon by 2026. And I got to say, it's about time. It is absolutely unacceptable that gas mileage in cars has dropped in my lifetime. Let me tell you, my dad drove tanks. And when I say tanks, what I mean is really big, eight-cylinder engine cars like a 1969 Buick Electra 225. And he had a Lincoln Town Car after that. They were so big that no matter how far back you stood, you couldn't see the front and back bumpers at the same time. Those were big, heavy cars. And I remember my dad calculating that we got 38 miles per gallon on a vacation one time. My car weighs a third less than that. It's supposed to be more efficient in so many ways, and yet it only gets 27 miles per gallon. Who's responsible for that? Anyway, the new fuel economy rules issued by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration require improvements of at least 8% annually for the next few years to achieve the intended fuel economy goals. Better fuel economy means fewer pit stops to fill up, and we'll keep more of our hard-earned cash in our pockets. It does, however, seem to indicate that America isn't going to be switching to electric cars as quickly as a lot of people were hoping. That's interesting.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.